who are munificently carrying on our great Guru Parampara. His Holiness Indrajumana Swami Maharaj. According to my observation, I believe he's the most popular person in the universe today. He travels all over the world. His beautiful kirtans, his soul-stirring lectures, and his compassionate personal example melts the hearts of people wherever he travels. Let us very enthusiastically express our gratitude to him for his wonderful devotional service. We have with us Keshav Bharati Prabhu, one of our very dearest friends, has performed monumental services to Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas over the years. And he is the one who has actually developed and maintaining this beautiful Bhaktivedanta ashram here at Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Let us express our deep appreciation to Keshav Bharati. Maharaj, please melt our hearts by your sweet words.
Oma gyan timarandasya ginangina shulakaya chaksunimilitam jenatasmai sigurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupakadamayam dadantiswa padantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. So it's my great fortune to be able to spend just a few moments in your association this late morning, early afternoon, on your Govardhan Parikrama. Whatever little I know about Govardhan Parikrama, I've actually learned from listening to the CDs of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So I would only be repeating his realized wisdom about the mercy of Giri Govardhan. It's very nice to see so many ecstatic devotees out here. Yesterday, myself and Keshav Bharati Prabhu, we had to go into Vrindavan for a few little services, and Keshav Bharati was walking around and we kind of separated for some time, and he came back and he said, there's so many devotees now here in Vrindavan. They've all come for Kartik and this and that. And he said, but I've noted that the devotees who are the most effulgent, the most clean, the most ecstatic in their Krishna consciousness, and they're everywhere, seem to be the disciples of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And now I can see that his words are true. One time Srila Prabhupada, he said, we can understand the greatness of the quality of the guru to the quality of his disciples. So seeing the beautiful faces of all the devotees here and your enthusiasm to get the mercy of Giriraj and chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Obviously, it's coming from the good counsel, direction, and example that you're getting from Radhanath Swami. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastha Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. That we aspire for the association of the sadhus, even a moment's association with the sadhus, because the real glory of Krishna consciousness is revealed through the devotees. That is our process. Krishna says, one who says he's my devotee is not my devotee, but one who says he's a devotee of my devotee, he's actually my devotee. And Prabhupada has explained that when we come to the holy Dham, like Vrindavan or Mayapur or Jagannath Puri, if we really want to understand the glories of that Dham, we can't see it through our eyes because at this stage we're still conditioned. We're aspiring devotees, aspiring Vaishnavas. We have to understand the glories of that Dham through our ears. It is said that a saintly person, he sees through his ears, not through his eyes. So seeing through our ears means that we hear the glories of the Dham from realized souls like Radhanath Swami, who have a very strong attachment to Sri Vrindavan Dham. The other day we were on a short Vrindavan Purukama or Govardhan Purukama, and I told the story how one time Śrīdhara Prabhupāda was describing the glories of Vrindavan. He was doing the Vrindavan temples with his disciples, and he was describing the glories of the deity and how Radha and Krishna performed various pastimes here and there, and the glories of Sarabi Cow, and how the desire tree fulfills the devotee's wishes for serving Krishna in particular ways. And it was a very, just like was out, right out of the 10th canto. And in the end, he asked for questions. One devotee raised his hand. He said, Śrīdhara Prabhupāda, you're describing the beautiful nature of this spiritual abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham. He said, but when I look at it, I just see, you know, dirt and the open sewers and the pigs and the rickshaws and the rickshaw wallas and this temple crumbling, and I don't see the beauty of the Vrindavan as you're describing it. So Prabhupada said, yes, the answer is very, the reason for that is very clear. There's a little speck in your eye. So the devotee, he took off his glasses and he rubbed his eye. He still saw the pigs and the sewers and the... And Prabhupada corrected him. He said, no, not like that. He said, that speck in your eye is your desire for sense gratification, your material desires. And only when those material desires, like lust and anger and greed, when those are removed from the mind's eye, from the heart, then you can actually see Vrindavan as it is. So until that blessed time, when our hearts are pure through the process of devotional service and we've awakened our love for Krishna, that pure love for Krishna, premanjani charati bhakti vilochane, now when our eyes are covered with the salve of love, we'll see it just like you're seeing us all sitting here now. It'll be very real. That apakat lila that's now unmanifest to us, we'll be qualified to see it by our pure devotion, which comes by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Until that time, we depend upon great saints like Radhanath Swami to see Sri Vrindavan as it actually is. Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Jai Giriraj Govardhan Lal ki, Sri Govardhan Parikrama ki, Go Premanande.
Whatever he said, Krishna was speaking about him. But out of his humility, he was saying something else. Maharaj, we are so very grateful you are here with us today. Today, by his blessings, let us pray we will see Giriraj through the loving eyes of Indratumna Swami Maharaj.
What do I do with this? Ice cream cone.
Om Ajnana Timidandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Hantaya Madhulabala Haridasya Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparashak Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayostayo Yad Paniyasu Yavasakandana Kandamulahai.
Hare Krishna. We've been here at this place for about 8 years, and one of the reasons I made the comment I did to Indradumna Maharaj yesterday was that we're taking this survey. We sit on the top of our building, and we can see very clearly and hear very clearly what goes on. And every year we notice that this party, the kirtan that comes from this party, is the most vibrant. And the energy that comes from the party, except for the Brajvasis that go around in the middle of the night. you can't imitate those people. But except for those parties, this is the most ecstatic parikrama party. Therefore, I made that statement. Now, we are here, in case you didn't know, we are here in Ramanreti. You know, our Krishna Balaram Mandir is situated in Ramanreti. That is the place where Krishna and the cowherd boys used to play. This section of Govardhan is also called Ramanreti, because it's the place where Krishna and the cowherd boys come and play very often. And just down the road, where you see that temple on the top, that is Don Roy. And the road that goes through the town, where you turned off to come to the Parikrama Road, that was a pass through the mountain, through the hill, before Govardhan was much higher. And there was a pass going through the hill. And Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they would come from the other side of the hill, from Jabat, and they would be carrying ghee and yogurt and butter and various things for the sacrifices that used to go on over here near Govindam Kund, Chandra Sarovar, and other places. And Krishna and the cowherd boys, they would congregate right over here by the pass, and they would lay an ambush for Radharani and the gopis, and then they would tease them and require a tax to be paid before they could come through and deliver their milk powder. So this is called Dangati. So this section right on here is called Dangati, and just down the road, there's Dan Nivartana Kund. Just on the right here. This Dan Nivartana Kund is the place where the gopis took their revenge. They even tied Madhubangal by a sika to a tree. So this place is a very special place, and the darshan here is very sweet and very special. And next to Radhakun and Shamakun, this section right here, where this pastime, this Don Kaili pastime happened, is one of the most confidential places in Govardhan. So we would like to welcome you, and please invite you back. It's a little awkward with this many people all at once to stay for very much time. We welcome you any time to come and take prasadam during the year. And enjoy this atmosphere, and bless us with your association. Bhog Giriraj Govardhan Ki Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo Shri Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Shindu Dumna Swami Maharaj Ki Go Premanande.
Let us express our gratitude to Indradyumna Maharaj Ji and Keshav Bharati Prabhu.